I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we will spin.
Quick today, man.
I know. We will spin the category wheel.
Quick.
And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here is where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Pam, who thought that CrossFit was Jesus' favorite exercise and found a way to answer 14 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
All patrols, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,231. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Head chef is back in the house. Ted Bean Potatoes, signs that you should probably leave the restaurant that you were in.
Yeah, I don't agree with all of them. I agree with some of them.
Like, sure.
Some of them are just obvious. But
like, it's on fire.
Yeah, right. Or you see the cook ripping a cig in the bathroom and not washing his hands after he pooped.
Oh, damn.
Not the cig.
You don't need to see. That's why open kitchens suck.
I had to work at a few open kitchens, and they're just not awesome.
I'd rather not know.
You don't want to know. Well, the problem is this. When it's an open kitchen, you truly are the center of attention. Everyone at every table is watching you, so I don't know, man. Look, man, your testicles itch. You know what I mean? And they itch bad, but it's like I can't scratch them because everyone's staring at me. So all I'm going to do, I'm going to finish making the salad, then dip into walk-in real quick and scratch feverishly.
Yeah, now, some of the stuff on the list is just as simple as probably your age, too.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Like, look, I've gotten to the age where I'll go back home and go to a place in College Park and be like, this music's loud.
Sure, yeah.
These people are stupid.
We used to go to lunch at a place, maybe once a week, typically, or something like that. And you'd sit in there, and it was sketch. I mean, it was... There was like a shower curtain in between the cash register and the kitchen type thing.
Yeah, that usually means they have
the teriyaki
good food.
Joint?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
You did not want to see back there, man.
Seriously. It wasn't that the food was awful. It's just that you didn't feel great after you ate it.
Yeah.
You just had that feeling of like, oh, God. So, lo and behold.
The food was good.
Yeah. Well, we pick up a city paper or a stranger, whatever it was at the time. And on the front of this edition are the worst places to eat from a food rating standpoint, hygiene, health, whatever the deal is,
yeah,
in Seattle. And the number one place is the restaurant that we used to go into to lunch.
It was on the list. It wasn't number one.
It was on the front cover.
I'm just saying.
They made the front cover.
Because I used to eat lunch at the number one place with a different buddy.
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah.
You mean the place?
Yeah. So that's, I know our teriyaki.
Where was that? Where was it? Capitol Hill?
Probably closer over here.
Okay.
But I was like, our place is only 5.
So, yeah, let's keep going. We're only 5th worst place.
It never stopped me.
Yeah, I mean, some places are
Well, remember, they shut down for a couple of days. I can't remember what they said they found in the kitchen, but you're like, oh, my God. So they're closed for a couple of days. They open back up. And in spite of what I'd heard, knowing what their food safety rating was, I'm like, I'm going to go get some teriyaki from that same place.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, you figure some of the older pubs that still have, you know, wiring going everywhere. I mean, I used to go to this Chinese restaurant in Ballard that was open for a while, Louis. And I'd sit at the bar in there. Since closed, I think they tried, bless you, I tried to put in like one of those Amazon pickup store type things. I'm not sure if that thing's still there. Louis was, in my mind, some of the best Americanized Chinese food that Seattle had for a long time. Actually, Batman turned me on to that. That was one of his favorite places.
So it was open late.
Yes, and the bar. I mean, like it was exactly what you think it was. But the bottle of Frangelico hadn't been touched in a decade. There were cobwebs coming off of the top shelf liquors that connected each other.
Right.
You know, the TV was like a tube TV.
You can see the pixels on it.
All right. Nothing had ever been changed in the bar area. Now, the dining area was, you know, tablecloths and,
sure,
you know, typical Chinese, you know, just decent, nice-looking dining area. But that bar, man, was a dark place. And there's a couple other of those places that I frequent still to this day. Another Chinese restaurant that's still open that I will not name.
Is that the lady who has shots with you?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
She knows. She knows how just when you walk in there, you're like, ah, man, but the food, the problem is the food is so good that you just ignore everything else.
You have to.
I mean, look, I'm not sitting down. I'm getting to go. I'm at the bar. I'm getting a beer. I'm getting my food. I'm getting the hell out of there. But you start smelling fish whenever you walk in. It's one of those things where you're like, ugh, yeah.
Well, it's like any dive place in New Orleans, right? You can go to a fancier, then all of the food is good, but you're talking about the cook with a cigarette in his mouth. Like, they're actively cooking your food with a cigarette in their mouth, scratching their armpits, and, like, you don't care. Well,
didn't you guys work at a pizza place in New Orleans where it was so hot in the back, but you still had to let the dough rise, so to speak?
Gotta let the dough rise. It's where we kept the produce, and, on my first day there, they sent me back to grab something. I don't remember what I walk into this room. It's just food, and it is just full of pigeons, man. I
mean, like, so they're all on top of this big, giant dough ball.
They're eating dough. They're eating tomatoes, right? So I shoo them out, and I close these back doors. And keep in mind, after I shoo them out, that's the thing about pigeons. Even though they know you're asking them to go away, they only move exactly as far away as they need to.
Yeah.
And then they're all staring at me. So I close the doors, and I walk in, and I tell the guy that's training me that day, I go, dude, like, all this food is, like, contaminated, and there's had to be, like, 40, 50 pigeons. It's like, ah, yeah, look, man, don't worry about it, man. We'll just cover up the footprints where we need the dough. And the tomatoes, you know, we're cutting them up anyway because no one's going to know. But we got to open the doors because it gets too hot. I'm like, I don't think you heard what I said.
Dude, they need out the footprints.
Yeah. Feathers. I mean, dude,
I am convinced that pigeons are aliens.
And why is that?
They're my second octopus number one. Pigeons number two. First of all, they have that sheen on them that looks like metal, right?
Sure.
Multiple colors. Kind of like that paint that they used to put on cars, depending on how the light hit it. You know, it'd change the color of the car. That, number one. Number two, you ever seen a baby pigeon?
Yes.
No, you haven't. They just appear. When you watch ducks, there's like six of them following.
I'd always walk behind mom.
Geese, you see the little babies. You know, every single bird, you see the babies, except for a pigeon. They just pop out of nowhere.
Where did you see a baby pigeon?
Where'd you see a baby pigeon at?
At a very pigeon place. It was at a bus stop.
Oh. It was a baby pigeon.
It was. There was a whole nest of them.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, maybe it was just, you know, to throw us off. Like, I'll play into it a little bit. You know, maybe it was just a decoy that was thrown out there because I just saw the nest and the little baby mouths. I didn't actually see.
Oh, you don't
know that they were pigeons.
You know, pigeons. Yeah, I don't know.
They just adopt random nests of chicks. I don't know.
You can't verify that. There's no way.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, it could be any bird.
I've said this before. There was a famous, not famous, Jesus. There was just the Chinese place we went to in my town.
All right.
Right? We lived in the Hollywood section of College Park. One day, me and my dad are walking by, and the door is open. And I remember he goes, "Do not look inside that kitchen." I did. And there was...
Was it life-changing?
It was awful. It was like, hey.
Who told you this, your dad?
Yeah. He goes, "Don't look in there."
This is a man who was in Vietnam.
Right.
Don't look in that kitchen. Don't think about that for a minute. This guy saw unspeakable things.
Correct.
The only thing he could tell you is, do not look in that kitchen.
Right. He won a Bronze Star. Did a tour in 69. Right. He was in the S. And he goes, "Don't look in there." I did. And I mean, there was hay on the ground. For sure there was one live chicken. I mean, I just.
Fresh. That's when you know it's fresh.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But we continued to eat there. I did not eat the food because I was a kid for like...
Free range, I think.
Maybe like a year. And then I start. And then as an adult, like, same thing. Like, it just... It looked awful. I mean, it looked like a movie of something awful.
I'm looking into your eyes. This has stuck with you your entire life, Ted.
Well, that and I swallowed wrong. But either way, looking in that kitchen would have been a, hey, I'm not going to eat in this restaurant. And that's the list we have for you today at 4:30.
Sure. That's exactly right. Nice work. Nice work, man. Time stamped and everything. I'll get in there and wrap it up. We're just talking about crappy places to eat. So it seems to me like... the worse the cover, the better the food sometimes.
I agree.
So, I agree, man. To each his own. But either way, you got the whole list coming up of the things that make you say you need to leave a restaurant immediately.
Hey.
As you said, 4:30 coming up.
Yeah, but like I still ate that teriyaki place plenty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah. I don't mind the whiskers in my wonton.
That's right. Yeah. And today is the day that we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We'll spin that category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Our biggest dummy has been Pam. It took Pam 13 questions to just get one right.
Pam.
And as we do when we play Big Dummy, I like to do a little men's room poll. Before, let's see, last time was right before Thanksgiving. All right. So we said pick one side and one side only.
Ah, right. Okay.
This is where all the green bean casserole debates came up. As Mike, you said that was your favorite. Made that an option. Obviously, stuffing and mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes were on the list. And here's how the voting went down. If you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, the poll's already up there. So last week's results coming in at fourth place. And I think these actually shook out, in my mind, exactly how they should have.
Okay.
Sweet potatoes at 8%.
Oh, already incorrect.
That was number one for a lot of people. They just put 8%. That's right. It. In third place was green bean casserole green with 14% of the vote.
Green bean. That is so wrong to me.
Green bean.
Stuffing and mashed potatoes went neck and neck, but stuffing comes in second place with 36% of the votes. Mashed potatoes, 42%. They were your winner if you pick one side. So that's kind of, if I were to take those and say, mashed potatoes number one for me, stuffing is number two. I'll take the green bean casserole before the sweet potatoes, believe it or not. So in my mind, that was the right order.
You guys give my green bean casserole all the bad of the world and of how bland it is and how nasty it is. Just plain ass potatoes, that one.
Yes,
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mashed potatoes are good, though, man. They're hard to beat. All right, so today, you're going to pick one, all right? You have one option here, and any of these things could happen to you. So option number one, let's just say you took a magical pill, all right? You could look 15 years younger.
Okay.
Now, Steve, if we could look back in time. See, this is the thing. As you get older, 15 years is not the biggest chunk of time anymore. 15 years ago, you were 40.
Correct. Yeah.
So if you looked at a picture of when you were 40 years old, do you really think that you look that much different than you do today?
I don't feel that I look that much different, but as the kids look at a picture of me at 40, the first thing they say is, your beard was black. I'm like, yes, gray hair comes in over time. They've never seen me with a full black beard.
Okay. Correct. Just like the pirate.
Yeah, just like the pirate. But that basically, that's the only difference.
Okay. So the first pill, you'll look 15 years younger. The second pill, you can eat for the rest of your life whatever you want without gaining weight.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you want.
Whatever you want. So, you know, if you choose...
A lot of people can eat. I could only fit in on Twitter. You could eat without gaining weight.
That's right.
Obviously, you can eat without gaining weight if you eat the correct stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The genesis, eat whatever you want. Whenever you want, as much of it.
Now, if you want to eat healthy, you could lose weight. But either way, you can eat whatever you want and just maintain your weight. So that's the idea.
I don't know anyone who wants to eat healthy. I just know people that choose to eat healthy or have been instructed to eat healthy. But I've never heard anyone
You're forced to.
Good God, I love eating this crap.
Yeah, and trust me, last night I looked at a piece of salmon and a salad, and I went, that's it?
Right.
Then I got done eating, and I'm like, I'm starving right now.
So,
yeah. Option number three, you would have super strength.
All right.
Super strength for the rest of your life, which probably would come in handy as you aged. So think of it that way as far as, you know, a lot of people have degenerative conditions and bones and muscle mass and everything else, but you would still be able to maintain your strength for the rest of your life.
I would start fights.
Just to beat the hell out of people.
Well, I got super strength. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm 60 now. Just like, what are you going to do about an old timer? Punch him. He slides across the room.
Right.
That is a nice
move.
No
one can mess with you.
Yeah, the bouncer comes over. He's 25, 6 foot, whatever.
So you're saying you're in a club?
Yeah. I got super strength.
All right.
Who's going to stop me?
Yeah.
VIP in Vegas.
Yeah. You know what? Let me through or I'm going to push
over. What's the age limit on a club? 30, 35? What is
you, so I feel like after about 35, you can still go to a nightclub, but you got to shell out money and be in VIP.
You do.
I'd agree with that.
Okay.
Correct.
So you're the 60-year-old guy in there punching people.
Well, when you say it like that, it's not a great look for me.
And your fourth option. You could be 3 inches taller than you are.
3 inches.
3 inches. Just 3 inches. Right. Which is a modest amount. I mean, it's still decent as far as...
sure.
Well, you're already 6'4". So to be 6'7", I think would... You're
that would suck.
Now you're entering the awkward size.
Yeah, I gotta spend more money on clothes, man.
Well, just lying on
like your... that big brother that's outside all the time.
Yeah.
That guy's gotta be 6'9", maybe?
He had to... I mean, I hate to do the stereotype. He had to play basketball.
He had to play basketball.
There's absolutely no way that guy didn't play basketball.
It doesn't mean he was good at basketball.
No, but he had to play. They forced him in.
Every coach said, no, we're putting you on the team. Even like, I'm really not athletic. You don't need to be athletic. You're 6 foot nine, 6 foot ten. You're on the basketball team. And, and you are a center.
And the football coach said, "Hey, you're going to be a defensive end or a tight end." And then the basketball coach came in and said, "You're not taking my guy."
Right.
Guaranteed.
I will say this: my brother grew up with these kids in our neighborhood that were giant monsters, but they were thick too, and they loved basketball. And after like the sophomore year, whatever school they're at, the football coach was like, "No, you're playing football." They both got D1 scholarships.
Oh, damn,
they were okay. That big and physical.
Yeah. So, between looking 15 years younger, eating without gaining weight, super strength, or 3 inches taller, what are you guys thinking you're taking?
I'm thinking the super strength. I'm a 10.
Okay. Yeah,
not to pick fights or beat up bouncers at clubs, but just to know I have it.
I'm not taking super strength, for the record.
Oh, you're not taking super strength?
No, it would just be fun to have.
I absolutely am taking super strength.
I'm
man.
With you, Steve.
I don't know what I would even do with it. When would it actually come in handy?
That's the whole thing, is that it's one of those things that you'll never really need it, but when you do, it's impressive.
You know, people, you could pick up a car and throw it, and I'm like, right, but what is the scenario I feel the need to pick up a car and throw
it? You'll never get really tired. When you think about it,
still get tired.
As people get old, though, you'll never do the as you're getting up because you know you're grunting trying to get yourself up and out of a chair.
See, I think you just do that because you're old now. Because I realize I do it. Like I could be perfectly fine. So like,
I think eating without gaining weight is kind of dangerous because you might not. You never really need to eat healthy again. I mean, if you
correct.
Don't want to,
yeah.
you're still messing the inside of your body.
About to say, could you still get heart disease and all that stuff?
Yes,
you could.
That's right. You're just not gaining weight.
But people are more worried about looking good than internal health.
That's right.
Right? I mean, just as a universal thing, you tell about your guts are liquefied, or like, I don't care. I look great without a shirt on. Mm.
Yeah, okay. And I had pizza again for dinner and lunch.
Yeah, and I look
yeah.
great.
Yeah, it's basically just a fantasy about eating chips and pizza.
That's a tough one, man. We get donuts every once in a while when the salespeople come in or whatever the deal is.
Yeah.
You look at them and you're trying your best not to eat one.
You are.
You are?
I walk over instantly.
Hell yeah.
And it's like, I'm eating a donut. And then there's these jackasses that cut them in half, so I end up eating a donut
half. That's me.
Are you the guy?
Yes.
Miles.
Just eat a donut.
No, you can cut them in half.
Yes, you can.
You cut them in half, too?
Well, sometimes, yeah. I want two halves.
Do you cut your burger
different
in half?
Different flavors.
Do I cut my burger in half?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I just cut my donuts. I don't cut my burger. I was just making sure.
Oh, I'll cut my burger in half sometimes.
See, I think that's sacrilegious.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, why? I like to cut it in half and then hold it up to myself and go, look at this cross section.
Would you ever cut it in fours?
This cross section.
Thank you.
Look at this.
Well, no. At that point, just order sliders.
Like, if I want an 8-ounce burger, or someplace like that, I'll cut it in half.
My God.
Yeah, it's a big-ass burger like that, yeah.
Right, I hate taking a bite of a burger and everything slides out the back door.
With that,
here's your problem.
Maybe go to the bathroom first. Right
there, taking care of, put that one in the can.
Ted, just crapping something.
Our men's room poll, pick one. Look 15 years younger, eat without gaining weight, super strength, 3 inches taller. Okay, we'll take a break and come back with a game known as Big.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dummy next. 99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Joe. Hey, Joe.
What's that?
Put him back on hold. Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Jordan, sober, not sober?
I'm at work. I'm sober.
All right, Jordan, welcome to Big Dummy.
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm at work.
I don't know why the sober people always have to preface this. Like, it's okay. You just be sober.
I'm at work. I'm hammered.
Feel bad that they're sober. Like, look, I want you to understand why I'm sober, fellas. I'm either driving or at work. Otherwise, I'm an absolute S-show, okay?
All right, Jordan, our men's room poll, pick one. Look 15 years younger, eat without gaining weight, super strength to 3 inches taller.
Eat without getting weight.
All right. What's your weight right now?
I'm 5'9", 165.
Oh, that seems to be right in range, right?
You'd be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but he's eating healthy. If he can eat without gaining weight, that stuff's out the window.
Yeah, like I said, I've never personally met someone who eats healthy because they enjoy it and love it. They have a goal in mind. The doctor told them whatever the hell it is. Like my dad, he started eating healthier. He never really ate unhealthy. Maybe 20 years ago, I don't know what the doctor told him then. But after that, once my mother heard about it, like his diet changed. And she went out of town for 3 days. She's like, I come home, I look in the trash. There's like 2 empty gallon vanilla ice cream containers.
Why did he take the trash out? Take the trash out.
I think it was just an oversight.
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing. He may have taken the
cover
trash
the
out.
Tracks.
But my mom, knowing my dad, probably went outside and dug through 3 bags of trash.
Also, I mean, you can revert back to being a child. Like, what's your diet? Like, dino nuggets and ketchup.
Right. That's it, man.
That's it.
All right, Jordan, here is your question. It's multiple choice. 5, 6, 7, or 8. How many gallons of milk does one cow produce a day?
5, 6, 7, or 8. Is that what you said?
What's that? Yeah, 5, 6, 7, or 8.
I'm going to guess 8.
Oh, one and done.
Hold on. Okay. Before we let you go with your one and done big brain there, true or false question for you. True or false? The probability of you drinking a glass of water that contains water that a dinosaur peed in it is almost 100%. True or false?
Oh, I'm going to say true.
That's what makes it good.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
That if I pour a glass of water, it's got dinosaur urine.
Ancient chicken
pee. At least one molecule of dinosaur urine, yes. It passed through a dinosaur, went back to the ocean, and now we're drinking it.
Okay.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Justin, sober or not sober?
Sober today.
All right. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, Justin, what are you taking our men's room poll? Look 15 years younger, eat without gaining weight, super strength, or 3 inches taller?
Well, let's see here. I don't want to get any younger because then I can't get into bars. So let's go ahead and... And let's go super strength.
Super strength. Okay, how old are you?
33.
You could be 18 years old again.
Yeah, but you can't get into bars.
Yeah, but so what? I mean, you still got your ID for now.
I can't get into a bar in Canada.
You look 15 years younger, but you're still 33 years old.
You know, that is a good point, right? You're still your age.
I mean, come on, man. Your ID says 33. You just look 18.
Yeah.
I already have a freaking baby face at 33. Yeah.
Okay.
Enough.
All right.
All right, Justin, here is your question. In baseball scorekeeping, what number represents the third baseman's position?
Freaking baseball questions.
Mm-hmm.
69.
Five.
69.
Five.
It is five.
Five. I don't know why, right? Pitcher, catcher,
right.
First baseman, 3.
Second
baseman,
third baseman,
4. And then skips over the shortstop.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
I say it. I don't know why. It goes all the way around.
I think you just go first, second, third base.
But they're already starting at 3 when you get the first, second, and third.
That
so at that point, you might as well include the shortstop.
Okay.
That was saying, man.
It's never made sense to me.
Maybe it's because there's no marker for shortstop.
Like well, he's 6.
He is 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it the left fielder 7 or the right fielder?
Ooh.
I think it's the left fielder.
Left fielder, right? Yeah. 7, 8, 9.
Yep. 7, 8, 9. All right, your question. The Beatles formed in what English city?
Oh, yeah. Yep, just 4 lads from.
Hannibal Lecter's got one in his backyard.
He got it.
Liverpool.
Yeah.
All right.
Very good.
Nice job. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wes. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Wes, sober, not sober?
Not sober.
What are you doing this early?
I'm at work.
It's central time here, brother. I'm having a Sam Adams cold tap.
Oh.
Where are you at?
Nice.
Where are you calling from?
I do declare it's Louisiana.
Louisiana. Oh, lovely. All right. Okay, Wes, what are you taking? Looking 15 years younger, eat without gaining weight. That should be your pick based on where you are.
Yeah, okay.
Super strength of 3 inches taller.
So my metabolism is awesome. So I'm taking super strength so I can just, like, bet people that I can't throw their car on the side.
Okay.
Okay, if I was in Louisiana and had super strength, I'd start wrestling gators.
You know what? How much do you get paid if you beat a gator, right?
I don't know.
I mean, that's what it comes down to. Like, how much do I get if I beat this gator? Like, who's your biggest gator? What's his name? I'm taking his ass. How much money do I get? $500, $1,000.
Grab him by the tail and whirlwind him.
Hey, yeah, Wes, man, you could throw him in the Lake Pontchartrain.
Hey, Wes, does a beta beer, do they still have that purple haze?
Yes, they still.
That is a solid beer.
About 6-7 years ago, they just sent us a care package.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It was a really good beer, yes. All right.
Yes, still good.
Here's your question. In 2012, students at MIT hacked the lighting system of an entire building to play what game?
Okay. I'm going to say Tetris.
Bam. One and done.
All right.
Okay, nice job.
Before we let you go, here we go. 50-50 question for you. Clockwise or counterclockwise, what direction do cyclones spin in the southern hemisphere?
Counterclockwise.
Clockwise.
Dang it.
Mm-hmm. Dang it.
Big Louisiana. Dummy! Dad burn.
Dad burn it. I should have known that. Ding, dang,
dang it, dude.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Mitchell.
Matt, sober, not sober?
Sober.
All right, Matt. Yeah, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, pick one. Look 15 years younger, eat without gaining weight, super strength, or 3 inches taller?
I'll go eat without gaining weight.
Okay. How much do you weigh?
Not too much. 215, probably.
All right. That's not right.
Well, at least that way you can eat what you want and won't get heavier. By the way, Ted, Miles, Mike, everyone, some texters are pointing out the reason that the shortstop gets skipped over when they're doing the numbers. They say shortstop originally was like a rover between the infield and outfield. Eventually, they decided the best spot was where they play now. Someone else said shortstop wasn't even a regular position. So you had the four bases, then four players around the field. Okay. Then they inserted the shortstop.
Kind of like softball, I thought for a while, had like that in-between player.
Yeah.
Right?
That may have been what it was.
Well,
now we know.
I consider myself a knowledgeable person on baseball, but thanks for the info.
Yeah. All right, here is your question. Armando Dippitt, Phineas Black, and Amrose Swat were all headmasters at what fictional school?
School of Hogwarts.
All right, one and done.
All right, before we let you go. Right or left, which side of the brain deals with language?
Language is the right side of the brain.
Left.
Mm. Oh, you're speaking pretty good for not knowing that. Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Tom, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Tom, welcome to Big Dummy.
There you go, Tom.
Just plain old sober. That's it. Okay, Tom, you're going to look 15 years younger, eat without gaining weight, have super strength, or be 3 inches taller?
Eat without gaining weight.
There's another vote for that one. What would your favorite kind of, wouldn't be a splurge, I guess, at this point, but if you could have one thing without gaining weight a lot of the times, what would you pick?
Oh, probably chocolate ice cream.
Chocolate ice cream.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Chips.
Yeah, chips and ice cream together.
Yeah, just, right, you'd have dessert every night and chips.
Back to chips. See a theme going on there.
Chips. Yeah.
Doritos. Any kind of chip or just like just chips? I just want chips.
I mean, if there's no dips involved, mm-hmm. It would be cheddar and sour cream ruffles or...
That's what I had today.
Or Cool Ranch Doritos.
If there is dip involved.
And he has Cool Ranch Doritos on his desk.
Plain ruffles.
You want my Cool Ranch Doritos sitting on my desk?
No, that's all right.
I don't eat them in front of you. All right, Tom, here is your question.
I'm going to drink milk.
Giovedi is what day of the week in Italian? Giovedi.
Giovedi. Oh, man, I don't know. I'm going to say Tuesday.
Sunday.
Thursday. Today.
Oh, man. Dang.
Today is Giovedi. All right. What city is known as the capital of the Silicon Valley?
San Jose.
That is correct, sir.
Well done.
All right.
Davis Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock. That's why the real estate's so high. Those money guys.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Daniel, sober, yeah, not sober.
Sober today.
All right, okay. Daniel. Okay, our men's room poll.
Are you going to look 15 years younger, eat without gaining weight, have super strength, or be 3 inches taller?
I think I'll go 3 inches taller.
3 inches. What would that make you?
5'11".
Okay.
Because I'm shrinking because I'm, like, you know, getting old now.
I'm shrinking, yes. Yeah.
All right.
Your question. What TV show features a character nicknamed Sweet D?
Yeah.
Yep. Great one.
Oh, that would be Jeff Dunham.
Oh.
And yeah. TV show.
Oh, what was that?
I was thinking it wasn't a TV show, it was a stand-up comedy act that he did. But Sweet Daddy D is what I was thinking of.
Oh, yeah, I remember Sweet Daddy.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
That is correct. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. All right, good question. What is Dr. Watson's first name?
For some reason, I want to say Emily, but that's not it.
He's a dude.
Well, yeah, unless you end up watching, there was another one that had a Lucy Liu on it. She was actually Dr. Watson.
Oh, I remember the Mentalist, I believe that was.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
Right. Something like that. Anyway, starts with an E, Edward.
Is it just Doc Watson?
Nope. John.
Chuck.
Chuck Watson. Yeah. Sherlock Holmes and Chuck Watson. I am Sherlock. I'm Chuck.
Go by Watson.
Yeah. All right, your question. How many eyes do bees have? The flying kind.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. 14?
Wow. Two?
Nope. Five.
Nine? Five.
Five eyes.
Five eyes.
Except the ones who wear glasses, yeah. They technically have pins.
They sell that $50 hamburger. Where's the fifth one?
Five eyes.
Five eyes. Jesus, this place is getting expensive.
All right. A biathlon is a combination of what two activities?
This?
Running.
Front and back.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter, right? Pick anybody you want. He excelled at that.
How about running and cycling?
Cross country skiing and shooting.
Wow, so far off there.
You were so close.
Yeah, right.
Every 4 years, I get pumped for that sport.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, it's like cross-country skiing, and then they got to lay down, calm down their heart rate, and hit some targets.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but I'm just like...
What's the practical application of that?
Well, Norway wins almost every time because they ski and hunt.
Oh, that's exactly where it came from. Norwegians are like, this is how we got food.
Yeah.
So let's make it a sport. All right. Your question, which country's explorers discovered Florida?
Oh, yeah.
Would that be...
No. Think St. Augustine.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, Spain.
There you go.
There you go. Well done.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Steve.
What's up?
Ta-da! Steve, are you sober or not sober?
Tomorrow's my 61st birthday, so I'm going to say not so big.
I can tell. All right, really? Steve, what are you going to do? Look 15 years younger than your old ass? Eat without gaining weight? Super strength or 3 inches taller?
Well, you know, 15 years ago, I didn't look much different than I do now. So I'm just going to have to go with the super strength. Maybe I won't feel so tired.
Okay. That's not a bad call.
Do you get physically bigger or you just have the strength?
I just have the strength.
So it doesn't come with, like, muscles
and all.
Yeah.
No.
Clean up your potty mouth.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
What'd I tell you, Steve?
All right, Steve, no Brian words, man.
Sorry.
Yeah, we get you. All right, here's your question. What U.S. state has the most national parks?
Oh, wow. There's a lot. Montana?
That
was my guess. I'll say Alaska.
Nope.
California.
That adds up.
All right, your question, Steve. Mom Corp is the world's largest mega corporation on what TV show?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't watch much TV. I have no idea.
She excels in robots.
Robots?
Yeah. Very futuristic type show.
So not Hee-Haw.
Mr. Ed.
Mr. Ed? I don't think so.
Okay, let me catch on.
Futurama?
Hey!
Okay!
There you go,
out of
man.
Nowhere. Nice job, Steve. Nice job. More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-803-ROCK.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.